All right. So it's a wrap. So what questions do you have?
Coach Del Rio, Dennis Cruz of the Oakdale Leader. What did you take away from the last 3 days for camp?
Well, I think, you know, for us the biggest thing is to continue what we've been doing. In the mini camp setting, you know, what we really try to do is show them what a typical day in camp is going to be like. So when we came back on Tuesday and worked in the afternoon with the walkthrough and what that would look like in training camp, the structure of it, I think we did a great job of, as a group of men, you know, really understanding what the Raider way looks like. So, you know, with the young guys, we have to teach them. And I think the veterans have done a great job, you know, stepping up with that leadership part. That's one of the questions we had coming into this offseason, right, is who's going to replace C. Wood? Who's going to replace Justin Tuck? And we had guys stepping forward. You know, Khalil Mack and Derek, obviously, two guys that are stepping forward. But guys like Bruce Irvin, guys like Sean Smith, you know, Rodney, those guys have been filling that void and doing a great job.
You've seen from the guy Emerson back, yeah, Sean Smith. What
have
you seen from
that duo? They're long, they're aggressive. I think they've done a nice job, you know, developing and working and kind of sharpening their skill level. We're really pleased with those guys. And really, DJ Hayden had a really good spring. I mean, he really did. He got a little tweak yesterday, but nothing major. And there, I just gave some information. There you go. I'm loosening up here. But he's going to be fine in short time. And but he had a really good spring. So I'm excited about his development. I saw a point earlier in the offseason where Sean was being questioned about the other DBs, and I think he said, "Hey, you have a chance to redefine yourself." And I really believe that. As a player, it's never too late. You can redefine yourself, you know, kind of turn the corner and peel labels off that maybe people have for you and create your own. And I feel like he's on his way to doing that this year.
Is playing the slot, does that fit DJ as well, you think?
I'm sorry?
Playing in the slot, is that something that fits DJ's skill
well? Yeah, I mean, he's got terrific foot quickness. He's intelligent. So those things are definitely, you know, factors that help you in that slot.
What have been your impressions of Jimmy Hall? I know he was hurt last year, but it seemed like he's doing pretty good up there.
So yeah, Jimmy's done a nice job. You know, obviously, you know, being out there and healthy and being able to work again. I mean, he's a big physical guy, and you know, he seems to be picking up the system well. So yeah, I agree with you. I think he had a nice spring, and look forward to getting him in you know, in pads and training camp. I think for us overall, you know, our secondary obviously with both of our safeties that we added, you know, are both on the mend. I think getting into training camp and getting our secondary on the same page is going to be key for us. That'll be, you know, one of the challenges. We've obviously fortified ourselves in the front, and we feel like we have in the back end as well. And I think as we get into training camp and we're able to come together and gel and spend time working on the nuances of being special, you know, the communications and being on the same page and all those things you have to do in order to be really good in the back end.
Do you think Carl's gotten a lot of, you know, good experience kind of at least being out there, not participating, but being out there kind of absorbing everything?
Yeah, I mean, we've made the most of the situation, you know. Like, ideally, he's doing everything, right? But short of that, you know, what we can do is we can do the walkthroughs, we can do the meetings, we can spend extra time with him. And so those are things that we've been doing and we'll continue to do. You know, as we go through this period here where they're on their own, it'll be more about physically, you know, getting himself in tip-top shape, but mentally being able to go back over the tape and be able to spend time. And it won't be with us, it won't be with coaching, but he can get that done. And he can spend time looking at stuff, and I know he will.
You guys still feel good about him being ready at the training camp?
Yeah. I think we feel good about the whole team coming into camp being ready to work, you know, and obviously, you know, we'll see when we get there. But that's the anticipation that, you know, we'd have a healthy team going into camp.
Did you have full attendance for the
weekend?
We did.
Yeah, throughout. Yeah. Guys were locked in, doing a great job. I feel like, again, I speak to the leadership part because, you know, up until this week, it's all been voluntary, but we've had tremendous participation, you know, really everybody's been here. And so, you know, they don't have to. It's a situation where, you know, we asked them to be here and the commitment level's there, and that's a good thing for our football team.